sitting here with Byron Buxton, the center fielder for the Minnesota Twins. How you doing today?
I'm good. Good. Very good. Thanks for having me.
So I know you grew up in Baxley, Georgia. How did that shape you?
Small hometown. It's kind of my comfortability. I go back there in the off season to see my family, my friends, my wife. She's from there as well. We went to high school together. Our families are there, so it's an easy place for us to get back, see our family together, and just enjoy time with them. So it's a special place for us.
So you're with your high school sweetheart. I love that. Pretty I always much. Love those stories. How often do you go back to Baxley?
Every off season. So when the season ends, we go back home with our fam, what, 3-4 months, hang out there, and it's a blast. You know, the kids, they're very country. So to get back home and let them be themselves is fun to see as well.
So at what age did you realize that you wanted to become a professional baseball player?
Started playing at 5, probably when I was 15. Our football coach, he just told me, like, if you stick with it, like, you're going to do something special. And at the moment, I didn't really understand what he was saying. And I played travel ball that year, and it was a couple more people that said the same exact thing he said, and just kind of stuck with me. That was something that he kind of told me at a young age that it's up to myself to kind of believe in, and I believed in it. And, you know, to this day, it's something that I think if he wouldn't have told me, I wouldn't be here.
Wow, that's pretty wild. What does he say now? Like, do you still talk to him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. His son, we still talk, but he's actually a football coach at another school in Georgia. They won a few championships, so it's we got a special connection.
Yeah, for sure. What's it been like to build your career over 11 seasons with the Twins?
Special. It's been a lot of ups and downs, but to be able to wear one uniform throughout my career is it's a special thing for me and my family. And, you know, it's just following the footsteps of, like, Joe Mauer. He was one of the ones when I came up that I got to follow a little bit, playing a few years with him, and just seeing how he went about his business and how he approached the game. It was something that, as well, it stuck with me to show, you know, what it means to be loyal.
What was one of your proudest moments as a player?
Probably just past All-Star game. Did a home run derby, All-Star game, but to have my boys on the field with me during the derby was something special. You know, that was a dream for my oldest kid. He was always, Dad, I want you to do the home run derby. I want you to do the derby. And he was right there with me. So wow. That was that's something off the bucket list.
That's so cool. I can't imagine his reaction being there.
It was pretty crazy. We went back and watched it a couple of times, and I watched him more than I watched myself in the derby.
That's legendary. You're like the coolest dad.
Yeah, I am.
How old is your son?
I got 3. 12. One just turned 5, and one just turned 2. All in July.
So I heard that you have a home run celebration called the Buck Truck.
Correct.
Can you tell us the backstory?
Yeah, my dad was a truck driver. I just remember him getting up at 1-2 o'clock in the morning while I'm in there playing my video game. He's going to work. That's just something that you don't see very often. And it just stuck with me how hard he worked for me to be able to do the things that I wanted to do. He was home by 3:30, 4 o'clock every day. And if I wanted to go outside or have baseball practice, whatever the situation was, he was there to take me, you know. And I think that's where my work ethic comes from, just seeing how he went about his business as well. And it's just something to give back to him. When I was in the truck and I look out the window, it was always a kid, like, doing the honk the horn sign. He would honk the horn, the kid just smile. Like, it's never a sad face when that happens. So that's just something to kind of always bring back the fun and, you know, the happiness in the game.
So I know you co-owned the coffee shop, Eliano's Coffee. How did that come about?
2019, the football coach, his son, and I was about to start a coffee shop, and then COVID hit. So that kind of washed away a little bit. We still talk to this day, but he kind of went down a different route. Like, 2 years later, got in contact with the owner, and it's actually family owned. My father-in-law and stepmom is the other owners, along with me and my wife. And it was just something that we all liked. I love coffee, for one, but they was moving back from Texas and kind of wanted to explore something new. And we just took a leap at it, and it's been very good. You know, it's one of those things where you kind of start out a little bit shyish, and once things get going and you realize, you know, what's going on the business side of it, how happy people are, what things you need to change, kind of makes you a little bit smarter as a business guy to venture out a little bit more.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite coffee spots right now?
Like, that's definitely going to be my number one. I always got coffee from there. Got bags, everything. I make my own coffee. If I didn't have it, I'd probably hit a local coffee shop somewhere in the city. I like to be very open. So,
yeah. What message do you think the world needs to hear right now?
I think the biggest thing is if you're struggling or if you need help with something, like, don't be afraid to speak up and ask for help. There's so many more resources now out there that I feel like we can use and start to approach a little bit different rather than shy away from it. Just take a leap.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to take that jump into getting help and the things that seems embarrassing.
Yeah, for sure. That's a great message. All right, I'm done with this drawing. If you want to check it out.
All right.
All right, Byron Buxton, thank you for sharing your life with me. This is my interpretation of your life.
Appreciate it. Whoa.
Let's go. I'm glad you like it.
That's just like me. On a picture, too.
Yeah, you can keep that. Thank
sick.
You, man.
Sick. I appreciate
this
it.
This was fun.
Yeah, that's dope.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you. Yeah, this is right,
so nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you as well.
Keep smiling.